Springbok Radio proudly presents Tales from the Seven Seas. Stories specially written for this series by Annette McKenzie and Jack Mullen, and introduced by Hamish McLeod.
Have always had to live with danger. Danger from many sources. My tale tonight takes place at the beginning of the 19th century, and it deals with one of these dangers, piracy. Of course, on the seas at least, that's no longer a threat. In fact, even at the time of my story, it had greatly diminished. But the Barbary corsairs, the Turks, who roamed the Mediterranean around Tripoli and Algiers, were a scourge to merchant shipping and naval craft alike. Round about the year 1811, a certain Captain Alexander Boyle, having reprovisioned his ship at the island of Madeira, was heading north again off the west coast of Africa towards the Straits of Gibraltar. For the first few days, the journey was uneventful, and then... But I mustn't anticipate. I called my story The Reluctant Slaves.
Morning, Mr. Jackson. Everything in order?
Good morning, sir. Everything's as it should be, sir. We're maintaining our course and making a good 11 knots with the following wind.
Oh, excellent, excellent. You had breakfast?
Not yet, sir.
Well, go below and have something to eat, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Can you see her, Mr. Jackson?
No, sir. Wait a minute. Yes. There she is, sir.
Where's my glass?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, let's have a closer look at her.
Can you make her out, sir?
Yes, yes. Not one, Mr. Jackson. Two.
Two ships, sir?
Yes, two sailing together, coming fast.
Yes. I can see the two of them now. They're certainly making a good speed, sir.
They're galleys.
Galleys, did you say, sir?
Using both sail and oar, which explains the speed. And they're showing no colours.
No colours?
No. I don't like the look of it, Mr. Jackson. I don't like the look of it.
Sir?
We take no chances. They might well be Barbary pirates. They might indeed.
Yes, sir. I thought they didn't venture through the straits into the Atlantic, sir.
Did you know? You might be right. Nevertheless, I don't intend to be caught unprepared.
Yes, sir.
Mr. Jackson? I've been 45 years at sea, boy and man.
Yes, sir.
And I've seen and experienced all that the oceans have to offer. I'll tell you this. I'm no coward, Mr. Jackson, but I dread to think of falling into the hands of Turkish pirates. I can take a whole week to kill a man, Mr. Jackson. A whole torture-filled week.
So we try to outrun them, sir?
There's no hope of that. Here. This is the key to the arms locker, such as it is. Distribute arms and don't waste them, my men. You can't hit what they aim at.
Aye, aye, sir. And the cutlasses?
Distribute them, too. Not much point in leaving them in the locker, is there?
No, sir.
Well, move, lad, move.
Aye, aye, sir.
Well, Mr. Jackson, you still hold the belief that the Barbary pirates don't pass through the straits, sir?
No, sir. But they're surely pirates.
Aye, and it won't be long before we'll be able to see the whites of their eyes, either. They're very close now.
Heaven help us all.
Yes, indeed. We sorely need help.
They're almost upon us, sir.
Well, it'll be a fight to the last man for us. It'd be better by far to die than be taken prisoner.
Make ready, men! Go up there with the ship and take the soldiers while you can!
Look out! Look out!
20 seconds. When the galley rams us, she nearly split the ship in two. Our only chance is to try and swim for it.
I'll not leave my ship, Mr. Jackson. Overboard with you. That's an order. Overboard.
Not without you, sir.
And my first fleet will disobey my orders.
I won't leave you to the mercy of the turbine.
I may jump overboard, Mr. Jackson.
You heard me?
Yes, sir.
Here. Let me go.
I'll jump overboard, sir.
Yeah,
but you're coming with me.
Let go.
No. No, sir.
Come on. Jump. My shoulder,
I can't swim. Hold on, sir. Hold on to me. I'm a strong swimmer.
You'll never make it if my dead weight's dragging on you. It's useless.
We'll make it.
Yes, look at
but the galley's so swim to.
Yes.
An oar.
I can almost reach it. Almost.
Look at it. Hold on firmly. It'll support the two of us. We can rest for a little and then make for the left. Solid ground under our feet at last.
Thanks to you, lad. Thanks to you.
Oh, I've never been so glad to set foot on soil before. Even if it is the wild coast of Africa.
Sit. Get your breath. I'm sure you're close to exhaustion.
Strangely enough, I don't feel so very tired. Not now. But where do we go from here, Captain Boyle?
One thing at a time, Jackson. We're alive and ashore. Your courage has been enough for both of us. But you're bleeding.
Oh, it's just nothing. I grazed my shoulder on the reef out there. Thank heaven the tide was with us and strong. I doubt if we'd have made it otherwise.
Well, it took some of our crew ashore before us.
What? Where?
Over there. See? Bodies washed up. Well, brave fellows.
Better dead than prisoners of the Turks.
Aye. But it's not much of a choice, is it?
No. No, it isn't.
All we can do for them now is give them some sort of a burial. There. It's done. Brave men all. Do they rest in peace? Jackson, did you hear that?
Aye, sir. A large party by this time of it. From around that bend in the shore.
Savages, probably. We must hide, quickly.
But where? There is nowhere to hide, sir.
Not a bush, not a tree, not a rock. Wait. The water's edge, Jackson.
What?
Hide quickly. Let's go to the water's edge and lie face down as if we were dead. Try to throw me help. Come on, quickly.
Sir.
Far ashore. The costly prize was lost with the sinking of that ship. Search for any plunder washed ashore by the tide and bring it all to me. All, you understand? Go!
Excellency.
Ah, you have found something, Mustafa?
Excellency, those mounds. See? Those mounds there on the beach, Excellency.
Hmm.
Interesting. New mounds, newly made graves. But who dug the graves, Mustafa? Who dug the graves?
Survivors, Excellency.
There were supposed to be no survivors, Mustafa. But if there were, where can they be?
I do not know, Excellency.
And by the water's edge, two more corpses. And footprints in the sand. Perhaps. Come, Mustafa.
Excellency.
Two corpses, Mustafa. Draw your knife.
Excellency.
Make a cut in each body and see if the blood flows.
Yes, Excellency.
Died to the others. Their way was easiest.
We have been lucky, Nevertheless. We live, at least.
Aye. To be whipped and beaten. To be damn near starved. Almost suffocating. No reaching hold on the voyage to Algiers. I say I'd rather have died, Captain Boy.
Well, grant you our lot is somewhat perilous.
Now we stand here like cattle. To be sold. To be sold.
There's one consolation, lad. A slave's life expectancy in Algiers is short indeed.
Captain Boyle, are you all right, sir?
I will live, Jackson. To die later, I don't doubt. The auction is about to commence.
The auction in the foul-smelling, steamy hot marketplace in Algiers, then part of the Turkish Empire, saw the separation of Captain Boyle from his first mate, young Jackson. Boyle was purchased by a wealthy merchant who hired him out to drag stones for the repair of the town walls, damaged in a recent storm. Encumbered by chains, weak from his wounds and beatings, the aging captain struggled under the weight of the stones. And there was no resting either, for the slightest sign of a falter on his part meant a lashing with the whip. But he survived, and eventually the wall was repaired. His usefulness at an end, Boyle was resold to another merchant. Here his tasks were menial, but lighter. One of his duties was to lead his master's mules into town on market day.
Jackson Boyle!
What?
Captain Boyle! Oh, Jackson! Oh, Jackson, my lad, it's you! Yes, Captain. Oh, I never thought to see you again.
Nor are you. What's happened to you since I asked you?
Oh, I was sold to a mule trader. I look after the beasts and come with them each market day to sell them. And you, sir? Oh,
my story's a bit longer than yours. Oh, look. I do tend mules now.
How have you been treated?
Oh, at first very badly, but now things have improved a little. Relatively speaking, of course.
It's good to see you, sir.
And you, lad. As long as we remain with our present owners, we can speak together on market day.
Owners? Are we to be condemned to this life until we die?
No, Jackson. There must be a way out.
How?
I don't know yet. We must plan. Up to now, I've been in no physical condition to think of escape. But my strength is returning now. We must plan.
Oh, I've seen how they punish escaped slaves. A month ago, a Portuguese sailor tried to run away. They caught him.
And executed him?
Butchered, more like. They stuck an iron hook through the palm of his hand and
and another into the opposite foot.
They without a speck of mercy in them.
Aye. And then they hung him on chains from a crossbeam. Oh, his sufferings were horrible to witness. And we were all forced to watch as a lesson to us. His screams were enough to curdle the blood.
They made you watch to terrify you. Sonny Jackson, I'd rather risk that death in an attempt to be free than remain here like an animal doing their bidding.
If there were the slightest chance of escape, I too would take the risk.
There's the seed of an idea in the back of my mind.
Oh, then tell me, sir. Tell me.
Not yet. I won't raise false hopes. I still have to work it out. Next market day, meet me here. Make for this same spot. By then, who knows, lad? Who knows?
Captain Boyle! Over here!
Jason, I thought something had gone wrong. What are you waiting for? You for over an hour.
No, my master was in a foul temper and we were late in the
cap. Your shoulder. Blood.
Yeah, whiplash. One of many. I told you he was in a bad humor today. But we mustn't waste time. I've been thinking about my plan. It is feasible.
Will you tell me now what it is?
September the 5th. 2 weeks from now. It will be a great festival, a religious festival.
Oh, another one. Barbarous Turks certainly observe their religion.
And that is what we will be trusting in, Jackson.
You mean we plan our escape for the 5th of September?
Exactly. From now till then, save a little of your food. You can hide it.
That then?
Near my master's house, about 6 miles outside the city, there is a small secluded bay.
Yes.
There are a few fishermen's boats there.
Boats?
That's it, Jackson.
Boats?
If we can steal one while the men are still celebrating their festival, we can put to sea and be gone long before they discover our absence.
It's worth the attempt, Captain Boyle. Except for the food. It's little enough to give us.
No, it doesn't matter how little. You must save some. If we escape, we will value it with our lives.
And water? What about that?
We'll have to trust our luck then. Hope to lay our hands on some before we set sail.
And how will I find the bay? Where the boats are.
You have a habit of seeking problems, Mr. Jackson.
Oh, but I must
be here at this spot. I will meet you on the evening of the 5th of September. If you are not here, I will wait as long as I can.
Should go alone?
Just be sure you are here, lad. Whatever you do, we must appear as though we are in legitimate business until we get clear of the city.
Stop! Foreign men! Slaves!
Excellency, slaves going about their duty.
Going where, slave? On what duty?
To deliver these bundles to my master.
What do you carry in the bundle, slave?
Excellency, I do not question my master.
There is something familiar about you two slaves. Ha! Corpses on the beach. You are the two I captured. Who is your master?
Excellency, we are the property of Feroz Alamek.
And you go to deliver these bundles to him at his dwelling?
Yes, Excellency. He awaits us there with impatience.
Dogs! You lie! Not 10 minutes ago, I spoke to Feroz Alamek. You lie to me. I will take you to your master. He will open your flesh with the whip for lying. Dogs!
No! Jackson, leave him! Leave him, get away! Quick! This is the savage who calls down his forces. We wish to repay him.
You have done, Jackson!
He's dead. I pity. It was too quick.
There's nothing to be gained from becoming as barbarous as they.
I feel no regret.
I pity them. Rope him behind this canopy.
He's out of sight.
We'd better get out of sight, too. After this, we have no alternative but to escape. Come on.
You lead the way. I'll follow.
Let's not test it too far. We must hurry.
Which boat, Captain?
Whichever has a cask of water in it.
Well, let's try them one by one. Captain Boyle, there's a wooden cask here.
Has it water in it?
It's full. It's full.
My heaven, luck is with us. The first boat had water in it.
Oh, I only hope their festival lasts long enough for us to get away.
The sporting Charles Jackson, that's all I've ever asked for. We have that now.
Captain, she's lucky in reach.
Ah, that makes it all the more easy. We have only one sail to contend with.
No yards or topsails here, Captain.
No. Well, come on then. Get the sail up. There's a fresh breeze running. See, she's billowing already. Cast her up, Jackson, and we'll be away from this pit of hell.
We're moving out, Captain. We're moving out.
I can see that.
But, Captain Boyle...
What is it, Jackson?
Where are we head for, sir? With no map, no sextant, no compass.
The earliest navigators used the moon for light and the stars for direction. If it was good enough for them, lad, it's good enough for us.
About the food. It's been 3 days now. 3 days. How much longer can we last?
There'll be food and plenty of it when we reach shore.
When? You mean if?
No, I mean when. Look behind you, Jackson. Look behind you.
I don't believe it. It's land.
That's water, Mr. Jackson. Water.
We did it. We did it, sir.
We did it, all right. Captured by Barbary pirates and lived to tell the tale.
Tell the tale.
And he did tell the tale, just as I've now told you. After recuperating on the island of Malta, Captain Boyle and Jackson took passage on a ship bound for England. Boyle retired to a quiet, rose-covered cottage in Devon and spent the rest of his days in quiet gratitude to the Almighty for having spared him and brought him safely through a most hazardous adventure.
You've been listening to Tales from the Seven Seas, written by Annette McKenzie and Jack Mullins. Listen next week at the same time to another enthralling story of the sea, produced by Andre Botner.